Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
334, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. So, I can't tell you how happy I am not to be living in that third city council district. I mean, you just heard the candidates are just trying to out-crazy the other ones. And the big accomplishment for the incumbent city council is what? Well, we got rid of a statue. Okay. How much did that cost? You take any taxpayer dollars generated in your district? And were those taxpayer dollars utilized to rip down a statue that, quite frankly, didn't bother anybody in the first place? Just, you know, I'm just spitballing here. I don't know. How many jobs did you create in your city council district? Any? Because if you did, that's great, and maybe that's what you ought to talk about. Seems to me that's a heck of a lot more important than hanging your hat on the fact that a statue was removed. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Did you attract any businesses to that district? How's the economy in that district? Prices okay? Everything's good? Other than just the statue, right? You brought the statue down. The school scores up, those SOLs, everything's good, right? Okay, well, I'm just curious. Hey, I live in Hanover. That's all I know. All right, it is Friday. A lot of things happening this afternoon. Our buddy Congressman Rob Whitman is going to be with us in just about a half an hour. Former Congressman Dave Brat, who is the Vice Provost at Liberty University for Business Affairs, I hope I got it right, is with us as he is every Friday. Dave, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeff. I was dying to hear how you're going to tease me into the conversation this week. So that's always the highlight for me.
Well, I'll tell you how I'm teasing you into the conversation. I want to remind everybody that you are here on behalf of yourself. You're not wearing any of those Liberty University hats. And I want you to tell us the truth about this 50 basis point interest rate cut, because I'm hearing people high-fiving each other, but there's some folks on the sidelines going, ooh, this may not all be good.
Yeah, well, the people that are high-fiving each other are all rich. So it's the Federal Reserve looks after one constituency only, and that is the stock market.
Uh-huh.
Right, and so the owners of stocks, the rich 10% own 90% of the stocks and bonds.
Wow.
Right, so that's who's high-fiving each other. So they got their nice little signal, and it's a nice little political boost, you know, to juice things up a little bit.
Right.
And the bad news is that it's actually bad news, right, that people are excited, because that tells you that, you know, a quarter of a percentage point of interest rate change can alter our economic thinking. And that's just absurd, right? I mean, what moves this world is capital equipment. Capital causes economic growth.
Okay.
China's got $100 trillion in capital now. We only have $70 trillion in capital to put in the hands of our workers. That's the real story.
Right.
How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
The Fed and the Congress and all their wisdom have outsourced all of our manufacturing, all of our jobs, and with it, all of our capital to China and the cheap labor countries, right? So the 50 basis point, right, everyone says, well, that lowers interest rates. Well, go check your credit card and see if your company sent you a letter today. Hey, you know, the Fed just lowered the interest rate, so we're going to lower the interest rate on your credit card.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so the average person is not going to see that the interest on credit cards right now is at its highest all time. The average credit card interest rate is 23%. So they just lowered that. That's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to have that much effect on the labor market, because we have 14 million illegals.
Mm-hmm.
And the labor market has been shaped not by economic forces, but all the hiring has been to healthcare and government jobs only. All new jobs over the last year are part-time. All new jobs over the last 4 years have gone to foreign-born workers. American workers have lost net jobs over the last year and 4 years.
Wow.
Right? So that ostensibly is the purpose of the Fed's logic. What? The labor market's getting weak. So we got to prop it up. Mm-hmm. And then the final point is we're in the middle of a bull market on the stock market. It's the same as 07, 08, right? They printed way too much money back then.
Yep.
The money had to go somewhere to find a rate of return, so it went into housing back then. This time they printed even more money, created a super bubble. Now it's all parked in the stock market. And everybody, Kay Schiller, Schiller of Nobel laureate fame, Yale, you know, he's got the index out there. Go Google it. Or Warren Buffett will tell you the same thing. Go Google the Warren Buffett index. The stock market is 30% overpriced at minimum. So what did the Fed just do? They lowered the interest rate, so the stock market was up even more. Right? It's when the house of cards collapses, it's going to collapse.
And it's Dave, it's going to collapse hard. I mean, they keep talking about this soft landing. This is not going to be soft. This is going to be painful all the way around, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and all of a sudden, you know, I've been on this for 3 years, and all of a sudden, the Wall Street Journal and everybody is all of a sudden catching religion. Yeah. Right? They're like, did you know the debt is like over $30 trillion? I'm like, no, thank you. Thank you for telling me that. Did you know that we are on the verge of World War III? This is in the Wall Street Journal this week, right? They, you know, their editorial page, they're hawkish war guys, whatever. And they're getting nervous because the U.S. is shooting long-range missiles into Russia now via Ukraine.
Yeah.
And Putin comes out this week and says, hey, you guys, you know, in order to do this, you need satellites and advanced technology, and Ukraine doesn't have it. So, you know, we know you're doing it.
Right.
I mean, it's there's a black swan event out there. If anything goes south, that market comes down, and we're all hurting again like 07, 08.
All right. So smarten us all up, Dave. If it's what was the phrase they used? Whoever the chair of the Fed was, remember he talked about froth, right? It was frothy.
Yeah. Irrational exuberance.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's you should have this. Everybody should get like a little tattoo somewhere on themselves that says irrational exuberance.
Yes. Just go to the DNC convention. It's a joy fest.
So when it comes tumbling down, I mean, it's going to be, like you say, it's a house of cards. So what do these people at the top, the Magnificent Seven, they take all this money. Now, they obviously know that this is not sustainable. Anybody who looks at it knows that it's not sustainable. Yep. So do they start taking their money out and putting it, I don't know, in housing or in office furniture or flip-flops? I mean, what do they do?
Well, the ultra-rich have access to investment opportunities that we don't have, right? They got private equity and they got real estate deals and land deals and mineral deals with countries that will have a high rate of return, and they can make those things happen. And we don't have access to them.
That's right.
The reason they have access to them is because we've allowed them to have a market cap of about $15 trillion, right, for these seven firms. It's bigger than those seven firms are worth more than European markets in their totality.
Wow.
Right? Seven firms bigger than European markets.
Incredible.
And so we've allowed that, so no wonder they have unique opportunities that none of us have.
Yep.
And, you know, now there's funds out there that align with Nancy Pelosi's portfolio because she's got such a fantastic track record betting on stocks. So there's some indexes out there that just mimic whatever she invests in, and they're doing well.
Wow.
And so this is that's what the election's going to be about, right? It's going to be up the populist, everyday folks versus the globalist elites. And that's the election. We'll see how it goes.
And this election, you know, here's the part that I find it entertaining, just because I'm sitting off to the sideline thinking, well, any way it goes is not going to end particularly well. It's a matter of, you know, what's the least impact that's negative. But I'm looking at this, and the parties themselves have completely flipped. The Democrats, which used to be the voice of working people and guys who carried lunchboxes and not briefcases, these are all the richest of the rich, the most elite of the elitists. And the Republicans now seem to be, with President Trump especially, they're working Joes. They're people going, man, I can't afford to fill up my truck at the gas station.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It's a populist realignment. It's a major political realignment. You got people like Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr.
Yep.
The old liberals are gone. I used to like the old liberals. They were fun, right?
Yes.
Now you got the neo-Marxists on the hard left.
Yeah.
And it's a whole new day, right? And as we just got done saying, the Fortune 100, Harris came out the other day and said, all the Fortune 100's with me, plus all the Magnificent Sevens for her, except for Elon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're outraged that one rich guy that believes in free speech is allowed to exist, right? This is not allowed. We need all of it.
That's right. Right?
It's not enough to have all of the mainstream press on the left. They need all of it plus X. They don't want there to be one place where you have freedom of thought out there, where you don't get punished if you're in business for just saying the obvious, right? And if people want to go watch some fun stuff on the speaker, go Google this guy, Robbie Starbuck. He's been going around just telling all the big firms, telling people what they're investing in, what they're doing. And these big firms are folding like a cheap suit.
Interesting. I want to remind everybody, Dr. Dave Brat is with us. Dave is here as Dave Brat. I mean, he's an economist. He's a very, very learned man. Not on behalf of anybody, strictly here with his own observations, which are always astute and right on the point. Let me ask you about the Capitol. You talked about this and how we have outsourced everything. We don't make a damn thing in this country anymore. And that being the case, Dave, even if President Trump wins, even if we've got Republicans in control of the House and the Senate, and everybody says, man, we gotta make America great again, is it possible to bring manufacturing back to the United States in large?
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Numbers?
Well, you won't. Hey, this is great. I get to give you some good news, Jeff. The answer is yes. And you know I never give them the good news, so I must be telling the truth.
Wow.
So the good news is, yes, capital is going to come back to the U.S. like crazy, but it has nothing to do with the actions of our Congress or Senate because they goof up everything. But the answer is go look at job innovation. Go look what Xi Jinping's doing in China right now.
Okay.
He's crushing the rich elites over there, and he's telling them we're going to go back to the hammer and sickle routine where you just – get out in the sun and work hard and bang that hammer, and somehow we're going to get economic growth. But the innovators and the entrepreneurs and the capital flows, they're dead. Go Google that. Go Google China new business starts right now, or go Google China entrepreneurship private equity. They are collapsing. I'm not talking like going down 5 or 10%.
Right.
I'm talking going down 80%. So China is imploding right now. They're going full-on Marxist-Leninist. She sees what's coming, right? There's a conflict coming. And, you know, what Trump did, he used other levers, right, tariffs. And he would just tell them, if you want to have access to our financial markets, you're going to open up.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're going to get tariffs, right? And if you don't cut the war stuff, then we're going to take you out of our financial sphere as well. And they listened.
Yeah.
But now we're not doing that anymore. But now internally, they are collapsing.
Okay.
And so look for some good news coming in that regard.
Wow. Well, you know what, Dave? I want to remind everybody to follow you at Brat Economics over on Getter. And because I don't think this has ever happened where you have delivered good news on a Friday.
Yeah, I know.
Let's end on the high note, brother. This is it, man.
Yes.
This is
good. Good. And now we're 1 week out for the CEO summit. It starts next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And so I think people can go out to the website, right?
Okay.
www.liberty.edu/CEO summit. And you can learn all about it right there. I think we just hooked Tulsi Gabbard is coming, and we got some highlights coming on in. So it'll be fun.
I know you do. Oh, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing you and catching up with everybody there. Dave, as always, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for making time for us. I am looking forward to seeing you next week. And what can I tell you? Have a great weekend, brother. God bless you.
All right. See you Monday, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. That is my friend, Dr. Dave Brat. He's a heck of a guy. Really is one of the best of the best. And this Liberty University CEO Summit is a big deal. They've done it for a couple of years now. And I'll let you know how it goes. I promise. 3:48, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com